Good evening, Golden Hawks. It's me, your host, Ella Ashtarino, and welcome back for another week's Lore's Top 10. Today, we'll be doing the classic Top 10 countdown. For those of you that are new, this is every Monday at 10 p.m. So today's theme, if you're not familiar with Lore's Top 10, today's theme is Night Silence. So I decided to choose this theme for this week because I'm in a film elective and we're watching the film, if I can remember the name of it, Chungking Express. So if you haven't heard of that movie, I remember I first heard about it when I was 16. So I didn't just learn about it from my film class, but it is an excellent film, so I do recommend watching it. But I thought about Night Silence because there's a theme. There's like a theme in that film. It's almost like a little bit of a silence between people. You know when you have a little bit of an added tension with somebody and you never really say it? That's kind of what Chungking Express really gives for me. That little bit of like silence. You know, Golden Hawks, when you're sitting alone and like contemplating and you ask yourself, what are you doing with your life? That's what I was thinking about this evening. So that kind of just summarizes what I was just talking about. And that's why I named it Night Silence. So, at number 10, the first song we have this evening is The World 2 by Shiko. And now, I'm going to butcher this because my white ass, Sakito. This song is played in a movie edit of Chungking Express. And I already talked about this. I'm looking at my script, but we already talked about that. That I'm learning in my film lounge. I fell in love with this song, specifically from that edit for Chungking Express. Isn't it weird how, like, life just does a 360? Like, I don't know how I happened to know this movie when I was 16. It's coming back to me in university. I guess good things always come back around. And the scene that I saw this song in really hit my heart. It's specifically a scene in Chungking Express where the main character, whom... kill me, I don't know his name, but he's sitting in a kitchen and he has his legs up on the counter and there's a line from that movie and I really feel like it encompasses the vibe of the song, The World 2, and the line is, May 1st, 1994, a woman wishes me a happy birthday. Now I'll remember her for all my life. If memories ever come in a can, I hope that they can never expire. That line really stuck with me. And I want you guys to think about that, Golden Hawks. How does that line stick with you? Anyway, you're probably tired of my rambling. And let's go with number 10. With The World 2. Golden Hawks, and we're coming up at number 9. While that song was playing, I actually had time to reflect on that quote that I quoted earlier, and I realized why it really stuck with me. Obviously, it's different from person to person, but I think what really stuck to me about that line was when it said, "A woman wishes me a happy birthday. Now I'll remember her all my life." I understand that. It's that feeling of somebody truly caring for you. You know, you only meet those type of people a couple of times in your life, Laurier. And hold those people close. Because it's definitely a for-yourself world, right? And when we have people that actually genuinely care about us, it's kind of really hard to forget. That's a good legacy to have, especially if you are that person that people will remember forever. But at number 9... we have A Horse with No Name by America. Now, the real question is, why didn't they name the horse? Now, that actually wasn't even a joke question where I see a lot of TikToks where they say that. But there actually is a reason why they didn't name that horse. The term horse was meant to, I'm pretty sure, don't quote me, but when I did some research on this song myself, it's another term for a car with no name, which makes a lot more sense. Who really names their car? But I really think it's definitely got a second meaning. And this is just America at its peak. To me, this song for the second meaning is about escape. Escape from yourself. The line, in the desert, you can remember, in the desert, you can't remember your name, because there ain't no one for to give you no pain. It just encapsulates that feeling of wanting to be forgotten and for everyone to leave you alone. Definitely, we've all been there. So any of my listeners out there that have ever felt like they just wanted everybody to leave them alone and just they're overwhelmed, burnt out, especially because it's final season, just know you're not alone. You'll power through this. So, with no further ado, let's go on to number 9. Well, after that song, it's now leading us into number 10, Laurier. So, for the next song, I do find it hard when I'm creating my scripts to stay on to the same theme. As music tends to differ quite a lot, it's hard to keep the listeners knowing with what I'm trying to give. And so, for number 8, I chose Promises, Promises by Naked Eyes. So specifically, why I chose this song is because, one, it has a really edible beat. And what I mean by that is it's something that my ears yearn for. I really like the beat, the background track. I have a hard time explaining myself, Lore, so bear with me. But it also makes me ponder, especially when I reflect on the lyrics. It's one of those songs that I took for granted until I actually took time to listen to it. And honestly, it really makes me think that sometimes the things people say feel empty, especially in university. A lot of people are figuring themselves out, and it's really hard or almost near impossible to form really deep friendships because people can't be deep with you when they can't be deep with themselves. And it's not that they can't, it's you can't be deep with yourself when you're trying to figure yourself out, right? So, honestly, I do think, is it uni or is it just life in general? And no, I do believe that you can find people in university that will meet you on that level, Laurier. But you just got to hold on to them. Like I said on number 9, it's with the theme for tonight, which is night silence. It's just that feeling of not being able to find your person. So if you have someone out there that you appreciate, send them a message. Tell them you appreciate them because it's definitely needed. Remember, it's a short life, Laurier. Tell the people you love that you love them. So at number 8, Naked Eyes, Promises, Promises. So, now we are going into number 7. So, to keep with the theme, at number 7, I decided to bring up a song that I hadn't heard in a while. Well, if I did a cut out there for a minute, it's because I tend to move my mouth away from the mic. So I apologize in advance to my listeners. So if I ever go quiet, it's not a technical difficulty. But to restate what I said, I like to keep on theme, and the song that is coming in at number 7 is one of those songs that I hadn't heard in a while. This could be a favorite of some of the listeners, I'm not 100% sure, but I love this song just for its melancholy nature. It's Lies in the Eyes of Love by Part Time. This song is one of those songs that you drive to on a late night, and I know I say that a lot, but this is one of those songs you listen to recall. Recall the good times. Even if it sounds anticlimactic, Laurier. It's one of those sad songs, but it's not one of those deep inner sadnesses, if that's even a word. It's more one of those songs when you just think about old university experiences, or even sad university experiences, that you even wish you'd go back to just for a second. Maybe it's the melody, or maybe it's my fragile heart. But it's up to you how you like the next song. So, Lies in the Eyes of Love by Pert Time is up next. Six. We're almost halfway through, Laurie. I want to take this evening slow. Didn't want to rush too much through these songs. I feel like in other episodes, other episodes of this radio show, I've rushed through a bit. I don't really have a theme. So if you're just listening for the first time, this isn't my ongoing theme. I kind of just whatever vibes or whatever mood I'm in is the theme that I follow for my top 10. And, just want to do a little bit of a more calm one. So at number 6, I'm going to use the theme from Taxi Driver. So this was by Bernard Herrmann. So if you haven't watched the movie Taxi Driver, again, I do recommend. I watched that movie back in high school. It's a good movie. It's definitely interesting. It's sad. It definitely is. But the sax solos in it are phenomenal, and that's definitely one of them today. This one I've definitely played before, especially for friends. I really do like this one. It's good to study too. I would recommend that. Basically, when I look at my script, I look at what I've written, and I wrote that it feels like those nights when you go out drinking with your friends, or, you know, you have like a fun evening with your friends and you wake up and you regret it slightly. That's what this song reminds me of. It's kind of that human connection. You know, a night when you know you had fun and nothing bad happened, but you still have that little bit of regret in your soul or embarrassment. That's what this sax solo kind of sounds like to me. I mean, you can hear it for yourself, and you will in like 10 seconds, and you can take with my information with a grain of salt. It might feel completely different for you, but it's not a specific type of event that causes this feeling that I'm talking about. It's a feeling that expands across events, almost a lingering feeling, something that doesn't go away, almost like the human condition of shame. But I'll let you hear it for yourself, Laurier. Now, let's go with number 6. Had a friend remind me of somebody who at first showed me that song, a guy I used to talk to. And you know what I actually got to thinking, Laurier, is when you actually take a step back from people that you've met and that you no longer talk to, you realize that they brought certain things into your life. And I think he was meant to show me that song. It's definitely a song of mine that I cherish, even to this day. It's definitely something that comes up in my playlist often, and I turn to that song a lot. So if he could hear me, I would thank him for that. I do love that song from Taxi, no matter how sad it is. But now we're going into number 5, and at number 5, we have a Kenny G song. When I first started the show tonight, we had a Kenny G song that was first playing, and that was Midnight Motion. But right now, we have Songbird by Kenny G. So this is G at his best, with the smooth sax solos that he's known for. This is honestly another good type of song to study to. Even with its sad undertones, it's very calming for those nights or evenings with nothing to do but a wish to be able to repeat the past. So if you're out there studying or just chilling, this is the song for you. Take it away, G. Number 4. So we're exactly halfway through our top 10 for tonight. I hope you've been enjoying it. To my listeners, I definitely want to make sure that my late nights are calming. So I hope that that's what this is giving tonight. So at number 4, I have Bad Habit by Steve Lacy. This is a newer song. Normally, on my radio show, I only play 80s and 90s. But I decided for the other half, I'd do something a little bit newer, but still following the same vibe. So this is for all you yearners out there. I hate to say that word because it's so used, especially on Instagram and TikTok. But you know that one person whom it should have worked out with? Lacey really puts this into words. Something that you wish you would have told someone before you never saw them again? Yeah. That's what this song is for. And honestly, I don't think I need to explain it anymore. I think the lyrics will do all the talking. So at number 4, Bad Habit. So that's Bad Habit, Steve Lacy at his best, folks. I definitely love that song. I need to listen to Steve Lacy a little bit more. But I love the lyrics of that song. It's definitely a thinker. I love musicians like that. Well, let's slide into number 3. So at number 3, I chose a song by TV Girl, a band I haven't listened to in a while. But I chose Cigarettes Out the Window. So, I feel like this song is pretty self-explanatory by the band alone. Especially if you've listened to TV Girl in the past. They definitely have a reoccurring theme. And if you haven't, I don't really know any good way to explain it to the listeners. So you'll just have to interpret it for yourself when it plays in a couple of seconds. And whether you make this song sad or not is up to the interpreter. So, it's up to you, Laurier. And let's dive into number 3 with Cigarettes Out the Window. Find the ending of that song to be quite intriguing. I always liked it. Honestly, I don't remember what film that's from, but I know that line. A very, very sad line. But I remember that's why I was originally drawn to this sign. I was originally drawn to this song when I first listened to it when I was a child. And I still think about it from time to time. So, for number 2, we're almost at the end of our top 10 countdown, Laurier. We have Eyes Without a Face by Billy Idol. So this song, I remember listening to when I was around 16. It really got me into music interpretation, honestly. And I would always catch myself trying to make out the lyrics and understand what they really meant. So for all the listeners out there, pay attention to the lyrics. See what they mean for yourself. I definitely still think about it, and it's constantly changing. The older I get when I listen to this song, the more different my interpretation gets. So Honestly, you know what? I do know that if you do research on this song, completely me rambling once again, Laurier, apparently Billy Idol based it on a book that was actually physically about a, like, actually not physically, actually was literally about a doctor who was doing surgery on his daughter's face, but it can also have many different interpretations. So, honestly, I just think we should get into number two, and, you make it out for yourself, Laurier. So, take it away, Billy Idol. Honestly, before we get to number one, Laurier, I had a little bit of a thought while listening to that song, Eyes Without a Face. And I started to think, honestly, I would rather have people look at me with happiness, not love. Sure, love is nice, but I believe that you become love when you're kind to other people, Laurier. And honestly, when I was listening to that Billy Idol song, it always gets me in my creative mood. And, I definitely in my life want to become that love, Laurier. And, definitely I wish the best for my listeners. I hope you guys become that love too in your life. So, now at number one. It's more of a niche song, but I've played it here before. Watchin' by Nicholas Cruz. So this little number with no lyrics really finishes off the night nicely. It's kind of a little bit of a jazzy song again. It brings a more uplifting and subtle nostalgic feeling. So I'll let the song do the talking. So at number one, get to watching, Glyphs. So, Laurier, that ends our, top 10 countdown for, Monday. So, basically, I hope you enjoyed it, and, I hope you have a great rest of your evening, Laurier. And, this is your host, El Astorino, signing off with Take It Easy.